Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Storms develop, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, a high of 68. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 79 degrees. KSL's top story. A fiery explosion rattled a holiday neighborhood early this morning. The explosion, a bunch of old dynamite detonated by police. We now know the explosives had been stored in the basement of a local home for decades. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
The homeowner said it had been passed down from someone else in the family. Chief Riley Pilgrim with the Unified Fire Authority told Dave and Dujanovic at least 700 people had to evacuate after midnight.
It definitely did some damage to adjacent properties. We tried to minimize that as much as possible. I've been in touch with Holiday City overnight. I worked with them closely, with the homeowner, with all the homeowners here impacted by this.
Everyone within a 1,500-foot radius was evacuated and no injuries were reported. Pilgrim added that it's unfortunate this happened, but it went down the best way it could. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
A lot of homes were evacuated before the detonation. These residents are now back home and talking about what it was like so close to an explosion. Our team coverage continues.
Steve Anson tells me just his wife was home when crews first arrived just up the street from his house near 6200 South, 2300 East yesterday.
She thought first they were filming a movie. Then she found out what it was.
He and his wife decided not to evacuate. Then early this morning, he saw the controlled detonations.
It looked like a great big bomb. The whole sky was lit up.
Despite how close this was to his home, Hanson and one other neighbor I talked to said they're not worried going forward.
I've lived here over 20 years, and I mean, there's been a little bit of stuff go on, you know, like a regular neighborhood, but nothing like this.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Fire officials are on the hunt for a serial arsonist in the Salt Lake area. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Four fires were set in the early hours of Tuesday morning. They were all around 1st South and 5th East down to 7th East, and they were all set around the same time, leading officials to believe they're dealing with a repeat arsonist. When crews arrived, two dumpsters, a fence, and a car were all in flames.
Salt Lake City Fire Captain Brant Handcuff is asking anyone with security cameras in the area to turn them in so they can be checked for suspicious activity. A Utah woman has been charged for negligently operating a vehicle resulting in death. Police say Key Anna Kalin was driving into Willow County on I-80 last year, doing 100 miles an hour. After the crash, all four passengers were ejected from the car. They were taken to the hospital and one of them died. Kalin is now charged with four felonies for her role in the crash. House Speaker Mike Johnson is confronting the issue of anti-Semitism on college campuses. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Mike Johnson calling for Columbia University's president to resign, accusing her of giving in to pro-Palestinian protesters on the campus. He says freedom of speech doesn't protect dangerous behavior.
They are threatening, intimidating, saying that they will take violence upon Jewish students. We met with Jewish students who are in fear. They can't come on campus. They can't study for their final exams.
New York Mayor Eric Adams tells WABC that he's even seen some protesters express support for Hamas, the militant group that carried out the October 7th terror attacks.
The disgusting terms that I heard and some of the flyers that we have witnessed is not who we are. There's no room for hate in our city.
Meantime, at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, students are protesting in defense of the school's Palestinian valedictorian. She was asked not to speak at graduation because of her views and social media posts. The head of TikTok is promising a court fight after President Biden signed a measure that forces the social network to make a choice, either be sold by its Chinese owner or face a ban in the United States. In a new video, CEO Shou Chu calls it a disappointing move, but not a defining moment.
It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom.
Lawmakers are concerned that the Chinese owner of TikTok could be compelled by China's government to hand over data on Americans. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalayos, KSL News Radio.
Well, across the street from me at the Delta Center, the doors are now open. Thousands of people are streaming inside for the welcome party for our new hockey team. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is live on the plaza. He's been checking in with fans. Eric?
Jeff, it's a gorgeous spring day, as you probably can feel outside. It's a perfect day to welcome Utah's NHL team to Salt Lake City. I also just want to say I love that this sport is bringing all walks of life together, young, old, it doesn't matter, all age groups, including Gavin Bruder, who brought his two little ones in their favorite NHL sweaters to catch a glimpse of the team and welcome them to our state.
Yeah, I think this is the perfect next step, you know, for Utah and for professional sports too. Utah's such a good market and the fans are so loyal, and I think we're really ready to kind of have another team, and you know, hopefully this will show the MLB too what we're all about.
When I asked Bruder and his kids what name they liked the most, they voted for the Venom. Reporting live from the plaza at the Delta Center, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
I was not expecting this afternoon. It is all the electricity here of a Jazz playoff game and then some. The fans are going inside with the promise of free tickets to see hockey for the first 5,000 people in the door. We're here. Ricky's back at the studio watching the trip home for you. First look traffic. What's going on?
A lot of delays on I-15 in Utah, Salt Lake, and Weber County. Plus, we have slowing on the South Belt if you're eastbound, delays from Redwood to the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All I can say is you're not going to believe this next minute of news. Stay right here.
Honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay?
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.